You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, and it's time for the other black music.
Rolling right along, yeah, yeah, yeah. When in doubt, don't take time to shout. Just do your best and put all values to test. Creating musicians, keep on rolling right along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. This is Graybeard coming to you every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. with the other black music, which is just that. And today, we're going to have the annual The Other Black Music tribute to, The Other Black Music Annual Super Bowl Sunday tribute to soccer. And we're going to have some soccer music, some soccer information. Hopefully you got to catch the game today. Chelsea and Man United. Good game, good comeback on Man United. And we'll have the other black music minister of soccer here, Steve Rossi, in just a few minutes. And stay tuned for some music.
Don't take too rolling right along.
The success story continues. New records are created.
We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome to the Other Black Music Annual Super Bowl Sunday Tribute to Soccer. But before we start, let me get some quick information in here for you. Have you ever wondered who designed WRAR's Fun Drive t-shirt? Well, this year it could be you. It's the 2012 t-shirt design contest for WRAR's upcoming Fun Drive. The deadline for entries is February 6th. That's tomorrow, so get them in quick. If your design is chosen, your artwork will appear on hundreds of t-shirts worn by WRAR supporters around the world. Go to WRIR.org for all the details. Remember, entries are due on February 6th. And in the studio with me is the Other Black Music's Minister of Soccer / Football, Steve Rossi. How you doing today? Actually, this one's on.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me here.
Actually, yeah, now it's on. Sorry.
Thanks for having me here. It's a real pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming. And partly because I don't have cable at the moment, I'm going to change that eventually, but I haven't really been keeping up with the world of soccer. And I think the only thing I can probably tell you for sure is I'm pretty sure the USA women's national team is going to make it to the Olympics.
That's what they tell me, but I don't keep up with that much. You probably keep up with them more than I do.
Well, the score's like 14-0, right? I think they're going to pull it off.
But
what have you got for us?
Well, two things I think are interesting is what's going on in England and what's going on in Spain this year. Spain, most people consider Barcelona the world's best team, mm-hmm. and they beat the you-know-what out of Real Madrid whenever they play them. And yet they probably won't win the Spanish league the way things are going because they keep tying some of the middle-of-the-road teams, whereas Real Madrid, except for losing to Barcelona, they win all their games. So Barcelona has dropped a bunch of points to teams like Getafe and Sporting, I forgot some of the other teams, but offhand, but they've dropped points to teams in the middle of the pack by tying. And so now they're 7 points behind Real Madrid, and they only play them one more time. So even if they win, they need a lot of help.
Right.
So, but earlier this year, they beat Real Madrid in the Spanish Super Cup. They knocked them out of the Copa del Rey, the King's Cup, and they have beat them once in the league. And Barcelona won the World Club Championship in December. They're running roughshod over everyone and anything that gets in their way, and yet they're still behind Real Madrid, which is kind of ironic. So we'll see how that plays out. And the other thing, of course, is England. The, quote, big four has been broken up because you have Manchester City, Tottenham, and maybe even a couple of other teams breaking in. And, Liverpool and Arsenal might not even make the top four, which would preclude them from being in the Champions League next year. So there's a lot of interesting things going on.
Hey, by the way, if you got any questions here, we'll try to help you out. Number here is 804-649-9737. And it's best to call when you hear the music going. 804-649-9737. And eventually you can see the track list by going to WRIR.org. Click Read More under the Other Black Music. You can also leave comments there if you feel so inclined. And what else have you got for us? I'm getting over colds. I mean, my voice is kind of going in and out.
But other big story would be the African Cup of Nations going on right now,
right.
And which is a little unusual. They have their Continental Championship during the middle of the league season, and so many of their players are stars for European teams.
Right.
You have a lot of teams in England, Spain, Italy, Germany that are without their star players because they're playing for their national teams now. So that's going on. One more week of that, and so we could talk about that later on. But a lot of interesting things going on there.
Okay. Well, let's play some music. Yeah, you did tell me that Ivory Coast was one of the teams.
They made the semi. Well. They're in one of the four semifinalists in the right. African Cup of Nations.
Well, we got some music from a former Ivory Coast soccer player, Gadji Salé. He's also a singer, and he's going to sing a song about the elephants. I believe the Ivory Coast team are the elephants. Is that Cameroon? I think it's Ivory Coast.
The Ivory Coast is the elephants.
Right, okay, yeah. I got it right. All right. It's Elephant Story from Gadji Salé.
Wazele ameto, mamano elefant baton yo.
Benya.
Wazile amema, mabena ya yina kwalani. Elefant.
Bidasen, ana upepe.
Oh,
Albany, sous son yonis, son soigné, Félix.
Appelez ses OSC, agapotons son goulani.
sweet sounds of soccer. So anyway, yeah, that was Gadji Soleil out of Ivory Coast, Côte d'Ivoire, singing about the soccer team, the Elephants. Elephant Story by Gadji Soleil. And oh, and before that, you heard Real Sounds of Africa doing Soccer Fan. That started out the show earlier. You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is Graybeard here with Stephen Rossi, the other black music minister of soccer, football. How you doing today?
Well, I'm hanging in there.
All right.
A lot of soccer to keep up with.
All right. So what have you got for us?
Well, you know, unfortunately, might as well get this out of the way because we don't want people to think we're glossing anything over. There was a big tragedy in Egypt, of course. And, you know, after about 15 years, soccer seemed to have gotten over the stigma of fan violence. And then we have this massive riot at a stadium in Egypt. And, you know, a lot of that was probably tied into some of the political events that have been going on over the last year or so there. But it's just a shame. And, of course, the irony there is Bob Bradley, who's an American, the former U.S. national team coach, is now the coach of the Egypt national team. So you talk about a learning curve. He's had to adopt to a whole new culture. Now he's got this thing going on and how it's affecting the whole soccer federation there and all the fans in the whole country. And it's kind of a bizarre thing. I heard him on an interview yesterday on the Fox Soccer Channel. And it's really they're talking about canceling some friendlies the national team was going to have and that type of thing. So there's an American connection over there with that that we shouldn't forget. And of course, I just, you know, over here in America, you know, MLS is in preseason and the league keeps getting stronger and better.
They just had a big draft, didn't they?
I'm sorry about that.
Didn't they just do a draft?
Yeah, they had their annual college draft and more teams are signing big name players. And here's the ironic thing. A lot of the players that MLS signed, like their designated players, the players that don't count against the salary cap, but allows the Beckham rule, as it is sometimes known, it allows them to go get a superstar. Some of these players are being loaned back to teams in Europe who were supposedly coming to MLS only because they were over the hill. But you see Thierry Henry got loaned back to Arsenal. He scored a couple of goals for them. Robbie Keane was loaned back to Aston Villa, and he scored some goals for them. Landon Donovan from the Galaxy, America's best player, he has been loaned to Everton, and he has scored. I don't know if he scored, but he's had about 5 assists, and he's had some beautiful assists. And he's been actually a team leader over there. And so it's kind of ironic of people who make fun of MLS. So, you know, the only superstars you get are the guys over the hill. Well, these guys are being loaned, and even the Americans themselves are going over and having an impact in Europe. And a couple of young Americans have signed with teams in Europe, like Tim Ream was bought by Bolton of England from New York Red Bulls. And so that's a great opportunity for him. And so you have a lot of young Americans going overseas now. Or they have been over the last 10, 15 years, but as a new breed of Americans going overseas,
right,
getting their ears, what's the expression? Can't think of it. Getting blooded, let's say that. So,
you think a lot of these new American players, or you think they're going to do well in the Olympics this next year? I guess it's this year.
Interesting point. That's a good point because you know, with Jurgen Klinsmann coming in, he appointed. This is a little disheartening to me personally. He appointed a college coach, Caleb Porter, who's the coach at Akron, to be the Olympic team coach. And right now, his Olympic team has a college flavor instead of a professional flavor, which kind of blows me away.
So the U.S. national men's team is not the same.
No, the Olympics is an under 23 event.
Oh, okay.
And you know, one of the great things about finally getting a professional league, Major League Soccer, which is hard to believe, but it's been in existence. I think this will be its 17th year coming up. Mm-hmm. It started in 96. You know, American players played in college up until they were 22, and then they were trying to find a soccer gig somewhere in the world. Now you can leave early or even out of high school, and you can get you can play for a professional team here in the U.S. And like that, that's how it is in the rest of the world. You don't go to college if you want to be a soccer player. You apprentice and you play by the time you're 16, 17, 18. If you're not a pro by the time you're 19 or 20, you probably don't have much of a chance. So, And we have all these young Americans now who are playing in MLS and overseas. And this coach has so far chosen college players to be on our Olympic team. We'll see how that shakes out. I'm sure as the European season winds down, he'll have a broader pool to choose from. And hopefully we'll send our strongest team to England for the provided we qualify for the Olympics.
Now, we haven't started qualifying yet.
Yeah, qualifying for the Olympics is different than World Cup. It's just it's a tournament in a single place at a single time.
I think the women have started. I believe that's what they were
doing. Yeah, the women – the Olympic qualifying, you have kind of like a basketball tournament. It's done over a week.
Right.
And it's all at once, you know, whereas World Cup qualifying is over weeks and months. And,
okay.
So they'll have the Olympic qualifying. It's going to be in the U.S. this time. And it's – I think 4 years ago it was in Mexico, but – they'll have it in the U.S. this time, and hopefully our guys will qualify, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Now, so some of the U.S. I guess some of the U.S. friendlies I've seen, then that was actually the national team. Then
that was the full national team. Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, it was the guys trying to get on the national team.
Right.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Klinsmann has done some interesting things. He, I think a lot of people thought when he took over for Bob Bradley, he'd clean house and bring in a whole bunch of new players that some fans have really wanted to see in a national team uniform. Instead, he's kind of had some of the same core group, and he's brought in some other guys that had been on the fringe, mm-hmm. who most people thought had their chance and didn't really excel. Guys like Kyle Beckerman. I'm not a big fan of Beckerman. A lot of people aren't, but, you know, he's brought him in, and, you know, he seems to have a shot at one of the holding midfielder positions. So, again, that's something we'll see as time wears on, if Klinsmann is going to bring in some other players, some younger players who didn't get a fair shake under Bob Bradley.
Right.
But, they one good thing about Klinsmann, though, he has bulked up the schedule for the friendlies. I mean, we've played France in France. We played Belgium in Belgium. So we're playing European teams in their countries instead of over here. And he's got a game in Italy scheduled. So that's another tough game on – you know, in Europe for us and for our guys to get acclimated to. So that's good competition instead of playing here where they can get soft, so to speak. Play in the cauldron of the European behemoths and get blooded that way.
All right, you are listening to WRILP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio for the rest of us. It's Gray Beard coming to you every other Sunday with the other black music, and we're doing our annual Super Bowl Sunday celebration of soccer with Stephen Rossi, the other black music minister of soccer, football, however you want to call it. I still think we should call it our soccer hand egg ball or something like that, or hand oval ball.
Oh, tackle ball.
Yeah, tackle ball. All right. Let's listen to a message, and then he mentioned the violence in Egypt earlier. We're going to play a song that kind of goes along that line. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Daryl.
And I'm Taylor.
And we'll be hosting the Total Football Show here
Wait, why has it got to be called the Total Football Show?
Because that's what it's called.
In your country, in this country, we call it soccer.
Fine. Hi, I'm Daryl.
And I'm Taylor.
And we'll be hosting the Total Football Soccer Show.
There it is.
Where we'll be talking all things football.
Or soccer. Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. here on WRIR.
Dedicate to all football hooligan. All riff raff and roughy and walk up another two right people on a football stand. Right now, Tripper, I will show you. You're wrong. Hey. In the shame and disgrace on the land. Make a tell you about the shame and disgrace on the land. Understand me about the shame and disgrace on the land. Tripper, I will in a shame and disgrace on the land. Got what a big shame on the country England. Tripper, I feel wonder, me say what's going on. In a football game, me say man a kill man. Young man, when they get you.
you can't lick on me say in them system. They say come on lads, I'm ready now, you start round one. And all hooligan, them have offensive weapon. Them outnumber the police, why 10 to 1? So the public no safe, that you must understand. That's why it is a shame and disgrace on the land. Make I tell you about the shame and disgrace on the land. Understand them about the shame and disgrace on the land. People are in a shame and disgrace on the land. Now the rest part of the story, no, just begun. I am not from the son of the guardian. I am a MC with chat pants at Santa. Me day in a me yard, me say with my woman. The two of us together watching television. If I can remember right, it was BBC One. And the European final was in session. Liverpool and Juventus were the team in action. I can't remember who was giving commentation. But the commentator was a shock as I man. Cause all of a sudden, me say something went wrong. Them letting Liverpool with Juventus fan. And straight away, it caused one big commotion. The Juventus supporters started to scram. And straight into a brick wall, most of them ran. The wall, it collapsed and it took 40 man. That's why it is a shame and disgrace on the land. Make I tell you about the shame and disgrace on the land. People are really in a shame and disgrace on the land. Understand me about the shame and disgrace on the land. Could you imagine this ladies and gentlemen? Cause you is a wife who have a husband. Who went to a match with him two children. And choose some riffraff and rastrafiana. Who walk up and down with the two caps on. Your husband and your two kids dead and gone. Could you imagine yourself in that situation? It must be the work of the devil Satan. This lyric dedicated to all hooligan. Say don't kill a person for no reason. Cause even if your team a lose 7-1, it's not the end of the world, life still goes on. Them clear up the sea, them don't a loot on. Go fix that up, it a go cost enough grana. And don't a Bradford, me say, what happened? Mommy, hear them burn down a whole complete stand. That's why it is a shame and disgrace on the land. We can tell you about the shame and disgrace on the land. Understand about the shame and disgrace on the land. But everything a shame and disgrace on the land. We can tell you about the shame and disgrace on the land. Understand about the shame and disgrace on the land. But everything a shame and disgrace on the land. We can tell you about the shame and disgrace on the land.
I'm I'm Shaka Smart, coach of the VCU Rams. To get to the Final Four, everyone on our team had to work extremely hard. But before any of them became great basketball players, they each had to work hard to become college students. So if you're thinking about college, see your school counselor. Find out what you need to do and take every grade seriously. Because you are the one who's going to make your future a success.
Go to a school counselor or IamTheOneVA.com to learn more about planning for college. Sponsored by the State Council of Higher Education for Virginia.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. Graybeard here, coming to you every other Sunday with Just That, and we're doing our annual soccer tribute show here on Super Bowl Sunday. And that last one you heard was from Zuko, I think out of Brazil, the tune of Football. And then out of Ghana, we heard King Ayasoba with Champion No Easy. And so you got to work hard. He was talking about sports and life in general. And before that, Soccer Hooligan from Tipa Ire. All right, so Stephen Rossi is still here in the studio with me, the other black music miniature of soccer / football. And what have you got for us now?
Well, we mentioned at the top of the show, one of the big topics right now is the African Cup of Nations, one of the great continental championships. And they have it every 2 years in January, February, to the consternation of the European club powerhouses whose star players leave for their national teams. I mean, it is unusual. I mean, most continental championships are during the summer when the professional league seasons are off for the most part. But anyway, Cinderella story. Equatorial Guinea, one of the co-hosts of the tournament this year. Not much of a soccer power, but they're one of the co-hosts, and they're in a group with Senegal, who is one of the traditional powers and one of the co-favorites of the tournament. And Equatorial Guinea won their three games in their group and qualified for the knockout stage. And it's an amazing story. Team was in turmoil. They had a new coach just about a month before the tournament started. He was a Brazilian. Didn't know much about the players of the country, and watched a lot of video. Decided not to go back to the players that had, for the most part, didn't choose a lot of the perennial picks for the national team. Instead, went with the hodgepodge of players who were playing in far-flung leagues, such as the Brazilian regional leagues, the lower divisions in Turkey, in Oman, of all places, and some of the Spanish lower division players. Some of these guys had tangential connections to Equatorial Guinea, and they got them naturalized, or they had some sort of naturalization through grandparents or whatnot. And he put them all together, and then the president's son offered the team a $1 million bonus for advancing and $20,000 to each player for each goal he scored. And that was the proper incentive, I guess. They stunned Senegal with the 89th minute goal. They took the lead. Senegal tied. And then 87th, 89th minute, somewhere on there, the Equatorial Guinea player scored, and they won, and they advanced to the quarterfinals, where they lost yesterday to another African power, Ivory Coast, with Didier Drogba scoring, and they lost 3-0. But it's a great story for the country, and it's kind of funny. Some of the naturalization was, if you read between the lines in the press accounts, dubious. And apparently, the FIFA regulation is if you're naturalized, you have to live in that country for 5 years. Well, not so much with some of these players, but the Confederation of African Football said it was okay, so that was good enough, and they're playing. And it's a great Cinderella story for a small country like that. And those are the great things about football that you don't hear as much about. You hear about the violence, unfortunately, but
yeah.
You hear these great Cinderella stories and the joy soccer brings to countries. It's, we can remember back in 2010 when Ghana did so well and got to the quarterfinals and almost to the semifinals of the World Cup. And it didn't just ignite Ghana, which it did, of course, but it ignited a whole continent.
Yeah.
The whole continent took joy in it. And, we need more stuff like that in the world. And you see that through some sports, but not anywhere near the extent that you see it in soccer. So. Yeah. So that's a great story, the African Cup of Nations. It's always a great tournament every 2 years. Like I said, to the consternation of the African – I mean, to the European club powers, the Man Uniteds, the Chelseas, the AC Milan and Inter Milan, all the big Italian, English, Spanish, German clubs. But it's great for everyone else.
And by the way, if you got any questions, the number here is 649-9737. 804-649-9737. And if you call when the music's playing, we'd appreciate it. The Other Black Music's annual Super Bowl tribute to soccer continues. I've got some more music. You mentioned Senegal. I've got a group called Asiko out of Senegal. Let's hear some soccer songs from Asiko.
The true winners, in a check, can't hold us. But what you meant, because we're the realists.
Who near the go and the little man? Father, you get the go and the little gum. Tell them, I gum.
We determine the truth, score the wall. You know the feeling, never lose control. Play the role, focus on the ball. Cause you know we represent the symbol. Listen to the whistle of the referee. Support us and we bring you free. Champions, that's what we be. And our ambition is victory.
Start by the young move.
Start by the young move. Support the young move.
Start by the young move.
Start by the young move.
champion. Call more than number one. Call roots in an incident. Walla than Brazil, yell them. Walla come Belgium, Japan. Africa, yell Wallam. Then you support the Yama Salam. Na football, all I come.
Oh, start by you. Start by you. You support it, you.
Soccer players, the champions, the true winners. In a check, can't hold us. We push a bet, cause we're the realists.
Who ne ne ga wa ne ne ga man? Fanga joke ne ga wa ne ne ga gum. Girl dam, egg gum. Sing it as can, a jam.
They're faster, how one of them? Naga blow, naga pass, naga das, move from attack up. Touch a gun, fair play, do mer, corner, ball tear, beat air, watch it tear. Walk to meet her, yell it up, naga jail town. Paray and plan, we jail, we cook, we damn final. Banjur, ban team, we jail, monja.
Ah, start bang, yo.
Well, now it's time for the football results, and they're coming in on the teleprinter now. Coming in rather slowly, I'm afraid. Here's a team coming in now, beginning with S. They're coming in, just the S. We've just got the S so far. What could it be? Southampton's? Sheffield Wednesday. Ah, no, it's gone off. It's gone off. That wasn't a team beginning with S. I'm sorry. It should be coming in any moment now from the ground. It's been a really action-packed afternoon. We've had some very, very exciting games. We don't know the results yet, but I'm pretty certain they've been very, very exciting. Here, the teleprinter's starting again. Here comes... this is nil. Nil. We don't have the teams yet, but it's obviously a very good away win for somebody there. Well, quite a good away win. 0-1. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that the computer has got those wrong. The wrong way around. No, it should be 10. 10, sorry. It's 1-0. 10. So somebody's got 10. This is amazing. There hasn't been, I don't think, I'm going to look in my book here, I don't think there's been a score of 10 goals since 19... something or other. I can't quite read it here. Well, certainly this century there hasn't been anything like this. And this is really very, very exciting. Someone's got 10. 10. Oh, no, 10. Sorry, 10th. 10th. 10th of September. No, that's the date. So September 10, 1980. So we know, certainly got the date spot on there, this computer, and we're just waiting now for the very first of our results of the football games that have taken place this afternoon, the 10th of September, as we've seen already, 1980, 10 days into September. We're not quite up to the full 2 weeks of September yet, just 10 days, and we're all waiting here, as I say, with great, great excitement for the very first result that should be flooding in any moment now from the grounds here on our computer, which, of course, as you remember, we didn't have last season. It's brand new here at the studios, and we're all very, 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 very proud of it.
Mama Tintico, Daddy Tintico, Mama Tintico, Daddy Tintico, Mama Tintico, Daddy Tintico, Mama Tintico. I met this Brazilian woman. She looking for a soccer man. I say I do the best I can to find her a good soccer man. So I take she down my beanie man. Say no beanie, you no soccer man. Then I take she down by John Paul. But John Paul, you no soccer man.
She want a sucker man, a sucker man, a sucker man. She need a sucker man, a sucker man, a sucker man. A man to dribble so and dribble so inside the hole. A man to sucker so and sucker so and score the goal. A man to play sucker in the morning, a sucker man. A man to play sucker in the evening, a sucker man. A man to play sucker in the night time, a sucker man. Sucker man, I told her about Dennis Lawrence, White Johnson, John and Latap. Yes, I see them is good sucker man. She said they bring them here to play with you. Then I said she bought Brian Lara. It's the world with this cricketer. She said no, 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 no cricket man. What I need is a sucker man. Sucker man, a sucker man, a sucker man. She need a sucker man, a sucker man, a sucker man. A man to dribble so and dribble so inside the hole. A man to sucker so and score the goal. A man to play sucker in the morning, a sucker man. A man to play sucker in the evening, a sucker man. A man to play sucker in the night time, a sucker man. A man to play sucker at the right time, a sucker man. All over to find a good soccer player. Yes, she's taking straight to Germany. If he play good soccer with you, so I said she, I play soccer too. Say, well, boy, show me what you can do. So I dribble, so I soccer, so. And then I push the ball inside the hole. A sucker man, a sucker man, a sucker man. She need a sucker man, a sucker man, a sucker man. A man to dribble so and dribble so inside the hole. A man to sucker so and score the goal. A man to play sucker in the morning, a sucker man. A man to play sucker in the evening, a sucker man. A man to play sucker in the night time, a sucker man. A man to play sucker in the day time, a sucker man.
For you and cross the street safely. You watch for me and stop. Think of the impact we can make.
A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, Radio for the rest of us. This is DJ Greybeard coming to you every other Sunday, sharing this time slot with the great DJ Dowdy, who'll be here next week in this time slot with Ambiance Congo, great music out of Central Africa. And he'll join me in about an hour to bring you the Motherland Influence. We get together every Sunday, bring you African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. And in the studio with me is the other black music minister of soccer football, Stephen Rossi, as we celebrate our the Other Black Music's annual tribute, so Super Bowl Sunday tribute to soccer. I got short in that title. I fumble it every time I try to go through it.
Well, you know, you started a trend because, you know, Fox aired the Chelsea Man United game live today.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have seen it, man. I'll tell you what. No, I'm just kidding.
Charles knows I didn't see it. I'm going to watch it on tape delay later, so he's trying not to give it away, but he said it's a great game. But you started a trend here a few years ago with that. And not to backtrack, but earlier on you played a Monty Python bit.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of another Monty Python soccer bit they did years ago. It was hysterical. They had they must have rented out a stadium, and they had the 19th century philosophers versus the ancient philosophers. And the ball was in the middle of the pitch. It was the kickoff of the ancient philosophers. And all they did was walk around, rubbing their beards, thinking. And, you know, the 18th century philosophers are kind of wandering around the field, too, and they're both thinking. And they kept, you know, they would show that for a couple seconds, go to a skit and come back. They did this throughout the show. And the clock, you know, is ticking. And finally, in the 88th minute, the ancient philosophers take the ball, start dribbling and passing downfield. You know, they're wearing their long robes, too, and they're doing this. And they score the goal. It's one of those things. You'd have to be a soccer fan or see it to appreciate it. But it was hysterical.